This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called for a profound rethinking of global development parameters. Addressing the first session of the G20 Leaders Summit in Johannesburg, South Africa today, Mr. Modi noted that while the G20 has long shaped global finance and growth, prevailing models have deprived large populations of resources and driven the over-exploitation of nature, challenges felt acutely in Africa. He also noted that some historic decisions from the New Delhi summit have been carried forward. We have a report from our correspondent covering the visit of the Prime Minister.
Giving shape to the vision of One Earth, One Family, One Future, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today presented India's vision at G20 Johannesburg Summit. Four key proposals presented by Prime Minister Modi include Global Traditional Knowledge Repository at G20 Africa Skills Multiplier Initiative, aimed at preparing 1 million certified trainers in Africa over the next decade, creation of a G20 Global Healthcare Response Team, emphasizing the need for trained medical experts from G20 countries, and to address the growing threat of drug trafficking, including dangerous substances such as fentanyl, a proposal of G20 initiative on countering the drug terror nexus. Asunyo, Akashwane News, Johannesburg.
Leaders at the G20 summit in Johannesburg, South Africa, today adopted a joint declaration by consensus despite US opposition. The declaration emphasized that solidarity, equality, and sustainability are essential pillars of inclusive global growth. The 39-page document highlighted energy security, climate action, and disaster resilience while acknowledging rising geopolitical tensions, conflicts, and deepening inequality as threats to economic stability. The declaration stressed multilateral cooperation, adherence to international law, and peaceful dispute resolution, implicitly referencing nations involved in territorial conflicts. The G20 endorsed sustainable industrialization, energy transition strategies, and the critical minerals framework to promote prosperity and equitable growth. South Africa's Minister of International Relations and Cooperation, Ronald Lamola, hailed the outcome as a milestone for the African continent and a strong affirmation of multilateralism. He stressed that the forum represents all 21 members equally and that those persons had agreed on a shared direction for the world. In Telangana, 37 underground members of the banned CPI Maoist, including three senior state committee members, returned to the mainstream in Hyderabad. They include 25 women who surrendered before Telangana Director General of Police B. Shivdhar Reddy. They surrendered 8 firearms, including one AK-47 and some live ammunition. The Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, has revised the Graded Action Plan, GRAP, for the Delhi NCR region for making it more stringent to prevent further deterioration of air quality. According to the CAQM, several curbs that previously fell under GRAP 4 will now be included under GRAP 3. Similarly, the measures of GRAP 3 will now be implemented under GRAP 2, while the measures of GRAP 2 will be included in the GRAP 1. More than 300 children and staff were reportedly kidnapped by gunmen from a Catholic school in central Nigeria, making it one of the worst mass abductions the country has seen. The Christian Association of Nigeria said 303 students and 12 teachers were abducted from the St. Mary's School in Papairi, Niger State, yesterday morning. The kidnapping comes amid a surge of attacks by armed groups. Local police said armed men stormed the school, abducting students who were staying there. Continuing with her splendid debut run, Indian shooter Mahit Sandhu today clinched the women's 50-meter rifle 3 positions, gold for her fourth medal at the Summer Deaflympics in Tokyo. She totaled 456 after 45 shots to bag her second gold of the Games. Mahit also broke both the Deaf qualification world record and the Deaflympics world record on her way to the final. South Korea's Dae Jong took silver, while Hungary's Mira Suzana Biatowski claimed bronze. India stormed into the finals of the first Women's T20 World Cup Cricket for the Blind with a dominant 9-wicket win over Australia in the semi-final match at the iconic Pisara Oval Stadium in Colombo today. India will face Nepal in the final tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.